AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Justice Department's opening a civil rights probe into a Mississippi Sheriff's Department. Jennifer King has the story.
The Rankin County Sheriff's Department's officers were sentenced in March for torturing two black men.
The concerns about the Rankin County Sheriff's Department did not end with the demise of the Goon Squad.
Assistant Attorney General Kristen Clark.
Deputies allegedly plant evidence, coerce confessions, and have tried to hide evidence of their wrongdoing.
Five Rankin deputies pleaded guilty in 2023 to an hours-long attack on Michael Corey Jenkins and Eddie Terrell Parker.
Journalists have compiled harrowing accounts of beatings, taser use, and other extreme uses of force.
U.S. Attorney Todd G.
Conduct of some members of the Rankin County Sheriff's Office calls back to some of the worst periods of Mississippi's history.
I'm Jennifer King.
Israel and Hezbollah exchanged strikes today after 2 days of attacks on electronic devices used by the militant group left at least 37 people dead, 3,000 wounded. Hezbollah's leader, Hassan Nasrallah, is vowing retaliation, calling the attacks a severe blow that crossed a red line. Meanwhile, the AP's Julia Frankel reports Israel's defense minister says Hezbollah will pay an increasing price.
Israel has drawn its 98th Division from Gaza to its northern border. This division is responsible for some of the heaviest fighting in Gaza and includes commando units, paratrooper units, thousands of forces that specialize in operations behind enemy lines.
Kamala Harris and Donald Trump making appearances meant to fire up core supporters tonight. Harris doing a live stream with Oprah Winfrey from Michigan. Trump in Washington speaking to prominent Jewish donors and the Israeli American Council. In Texas, human remains have been found inside an SUV authorities say hit an above-ground valve on a pipeline, setting off a fire that's burned for 4 days. This is AP News. The scientific director of OceanGate, the company that owned the Titan submersible that imploded last year while on its way to the Titanic wreckage, testified the sub had malfunctioned just prior to the fatal dive. Ed Donahue has details.
Stephen Ross told a Coast Guard board there was a platform valve malfunction just days before the implosion.
The bow of the submersible was pointing up in the air.
Ross says the pilot, OceanGate co-founder Stockton Rush, crashed into a bulkhead. Other passengers tumbled about.
One passenger was hanging upside down, and the other two managed to wedge themselves into the bow end cap.
Stockton Rush was one of the five people killed days later in the implosion. The Coast Guard released new video of Titan on the ocean floor. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.